This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Dylan Does Drive on Joy 94.9, and I'm joined by two special guests who are definitely a part of a double act. Are you there, mystery guests
who
are joining us?
Here.
You're
We're
there.
What is he doing there?
I thought I was going to be on my own here.
Oh, these voices sound very familiar. Would it be David and Sue?
It is.
It
Hello.
Certainly would.
How are you going?
We're doing excellently well, thank you.
Is he still alive, Dylan?
And the wonderful news is, do you want to hear our exciting news?
Yes, go ahead, David.
Sue broke her nail today and she didn't cry.
She broke an owl and didn't cry.
The other news is that David and Sue are returning to Friday Drive starting next week.
Yay.
That is very, very excited. I think I will. There's applause coming from Melbourne.
I'm bowing.
What have you guys been up to since you've been away from our Friday afternoons?
And I've been travelling the world. I've been to Paris, I've been to London, New York. Oh, I've been having the most wonderful time.
And now you get...
As you can... Yeah. Dylan, look, he's not really telling the truth. His medication ran out. He hasn't been as far as Coburg. But I'm sure...
Coburg? I've never been that far in my life.
Exactly. Coburg. His heart palpitates getting past St Kilda.
So
we've been busy, and we're really looking forward to being back on air and, you know, catching up with everybody and seeing what everyone's doing. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
And you did a special...
Chatting to all our wonderful friends who are our Joy listeners. We love the connection we've had with the Joy listeners over the years, and we can't wait to get back and do it all over again.
And you did a special radiothon show. Did that give you the spark of energy that you really want to spend every Friday afternoon with each other and with Melbourne?
No,
I've got a spark.
Yes. but not with Sue. Oh, yuck. No.
No, started me drinking again.
But no, we're like an old married couple. We argue a lot. We disagree a lot, but we have the best fun, and we hope our listeners enjoy it as well.
What are your favourite memories from your show to spark up for people that may not have listened before to David and Sue?
7 o'clock comes around and we leave.
I think our favourite thing is when people text in and, you know, they've got their story to tell and they add to our story and our shows seem right through. So really sometimes we don't know where it's going even though we hope that we do. And that's really fun to be a part of.
A lot of people are texting in today or this evening. I'm not sure if we've reached that time of the night yet to call it this evening, with who would be their partner in their double act. And obviously you two would be a pretty great double act. What is the secret to your chemistry, Sue?
A lot of latex, I would say. I'm not going there. A secret to our chemistry is honesty and the fact that I'm always right. I think that always works for me.
Is that true, David?
The secret and the chemistry is, look, we as I said before, we argue a lot, but we just love our arguments together, and we really do like each other. Deep down, we do like each other, and it's the characters we've been so lucky to interview along the way, and a lot of our Joy listeners, we've invited them to come in and be part of our show from time to time, and we love that. And we love it when it's Carnival Day during midsummer and lots of people come up and say hello to us and say that they enjoy listening to us on air. And don't we, Sue? We absolutely love that.
Absolutely. That's the only thing we do agree on, David.
Have you started planning next week's show or do you just wing it?
I thought David was going to answer that. No, we do plan. A lot of it gets a bit impromptu because we do listen to our listeners and see where it goes. So all the good plans can go up in the air. But, yeah, no, we've actually got lots of great things and new things coming to the grid this season.
Nice.
Absolutely. And we've already got some really big names coming coming up next week. We're talking about Melbourne. We talk about Melbourne a lot because we love this city that we live in, and so much happens in Melbourne, and something major is happening in Melbourne next weekend, and we've got somebody coming in to talk about that.
Or can you reveal who? Can you reveal who exclusively?
Oh, yeah. It's Open House, Melbourne Open House.
Oh, nice.
Where they open all the buildings you can normally never get into. They're open for a weekend, and we've got one of the organisers from Melbourne Open House coming in, and we've got the wonderful, the just most fantastic man called Todd McKenney, who is in town. He's got an opening night tonight of a new show that he's doing, and on his way to the theatre next week, he's popping in to be part of our show, because we've interviewed Todd McKenney many times over the years, so we've got him coming in next Friday night as well, and a few other surprises.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds very, very good. And what are your weekend plans, guys?
Gee, David, what's yours? Are you going to, like, polish a gnome, shake a snow globe?
Yes, I don't know. Shake my snow dome. I'm babysitting as we speak.
Oh, no, lovely.
And lots of theatre is part of my world all the time, because I'm also part of Sunday Arts Magazine. If you're not listening, people, make sure you listen to Joy on Sunday afternoons, 3 to 5, for the best informative commentary on the arts in Melbourne. So I've got that on Sunday afternoon, and I'm also coming in tomorrow morning to be on Saturday Magazine, because the Sunday Arts Magazine people, we're doing an art auction. We've invited all different artists that we've interviewed over the last couple of years to donate a piece of art, which they have, and we're auctioning them off on the 10th of August for a fundraiser for Joy. So, that's going to be pretty special.
So, not been up to much is what we're... getting the gist of. Alexander has emailed in saying, David and Sue are back on air, !! etc. Woohoo! Exclamation marks aplenty there. And that's
Good on you.
That's from Aaron. But he's
Aaron
or Alexander. So I think Melbourne's already getting excited to start the weekend with you. Enjoy the week of coming up with ideas and making sure that it's a great show. Thank you for joining us. Anything you want to say before you take over this slot?
Absolutely. David, it's my turn. Listen to me. If anybody wants to take David after next week, please do so. Apply in email, writing, Twitter, or Facebook.
And David, could a future competition be winning babysitting from yourself?
Yes, I'd like somebody to babysit me for a night for a change. That would be nice.
That would be interesting as well. I was offering your babysitting services to Melbourne see if the text lines flooded in. Thank you very much. You're both beautiful members of the Joy 94.9 family. We can't wait to hear you every week.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.